Federal workers here in Alaska and nationwide began their first workday of the new fiscal year yesterday, and it looks like they'll have another challenging year with budget battles in Washington, D.C. and hiring freezes for some of those who work in the biggest federal agency, the Defense Department. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Fiscal year 2012 is already looking a lot like fiscal 2011, with Congress failing to pass a budget last week and instead pushing through a continuing resolution that will keep the government funded for the next 7 weeks or so. It's impossible to know whether federal workers will again face furloughs and other threats to their jobs and benefits as they did last year, when political stalemate over how much and how quickly to cut the federal budget nearly brought the government to a shutdown at least twice. But one thing is certain, a hiring freeze imposed in August by the Air Force will continue on for at least another month. That means any retirements among the 460 or so civil service workers at Eielson Air Force Base won't be filled until mid-November, unless those positions are declared mission essential. The Army imposed a hiring freeze earlier this year that has since been rescinded, and Linda Douglas, a Fort Wainwright spokeswoman, says post officials haven't heard yet from higher headquarters about whether another freeze is in the offing.
There's still no guidance from headquarters, so we're just, you know, looking at options, but won't have a decision until we find out exactly what headquarters requires of us.
In the meanwhile, Douglas says post officials are carefully scrutinizing every vacancy to determine whether it should be filled or left vacant, at least until Army officials can get a better sense of what the service's budget will look like for the rest of the fiscal year. Fort Wainwright's workforce includes about 1,370 Department of the Army civilian employees, and the post oversees Fort Greeley's 250 or so civil service workers. Those numbers don't include contractors and other civilian workers. The federal government employs more than 16,000 people in Alaska, making it the state's third largest employer. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.